I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The private info of as many as 500,000 Google users was found to be hanging out there for potential hackers to see until the hole was plugged this spring. The Wall Street Journal has details of how Google did not disclose the security flaw when it was discovered, in part because it didn't want to further rile regulators. The software problem was related to the Google Plus social network, an unsuccessful rival to Facebook. Google now says it's getting rid of Google Plus. But what happens to your data when a platform unravels? Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on some vulnerabilities.
Google Plus was the mega tech giant's answer to Facebook. It was a bust. Peter Swire researches privacy and cybersecurity at Georgia Tech. He says products that dwindle away don't attract a company's top talent and attention.
When companies have apps that are no longer central to the business model, there's a general concern that they won't hold them to the highest standard. And that may have happened here.
It's not clear what security Google was giving the project. The company did not give an interview, but says it's not evident any user data was misused. Still, there are concerns about the ways companies handle personal data for systems they no longer support. Aviva Leighton is a security analyst at Gartner. She says IT cleanup...
it's not done as diligently as putting new systems online. It doesn't have the same level of attention.
News of the security loophole, which exposed information like names, jobs, email addresses, led the company to finally pull the plug on the consumer version. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.